I'll call the Senate Taxation Committee to order. Again, remind the members that we are broadcasting on the internet or live on the internet, and welcome people listening on the internet. Would remind people to turn their cell phones to the vibrate or off mode. And I would ask Cindy to call the roll.
Denwald?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
Hunstad?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Koistra?
Here.
Nesselhoff?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Lintz?
Here.
Knutson?
Here.
All members are present.
There is a quorum. First action would be approval of the minutes of our meeting on January 13th. They're in your books. Senator Dunwald moves approval. Is there a second? Second by Senator Koistra. All those in favor of approving the minutes say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. We have a short agenda today, and it's mercifully void of property tax issues. And we'll now open the hearing on Senate Bill 46. I would remind people that wish to testify to sign in on the sign-up sheet by the door. And with that, I'd look for proponents of Senate Bill 46.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and committee members. My name is Merle Scheiber. I am the new director of the Division of Insurance. On my left is Randy Moses, assistant director. Also, we have Wendell Molson, assistant director, and Melissa Kusser is our senior policy analyst from the Division of Insurance with us today. What we have before you today is Senate Bill 46, which is, we view, kind of a cleanup, or basically to improve the intent of what was thoroughly asked for, or what was intended basically previously in a statute that was amended in 2001. And after I'm done with kind of a summary of what our position is, I'll let Randy Moses give you some of the history of the intent and what led up to all the factors basically that why we're presenting this in front of you today. So the statutes were amended in 2001 to allow for a premium tax reduction for very large life insurance policies. The provisions pertain to domestic and foreign insurers for the tax on life insurance premiums and annuity considerations. They were worded slightly different. Unfortunately, that has given rise to legal arguments as to the legislative intent, and is part of the lawsuit brought by foreign insurers regarding our home office credit here in South Dakota. If their argument were to prevail, it would mean that out-of-state insurance companies would have lower taxes than our domestic insurance companies. That was certainly not our intent, and if the foreign insurers were to prevail, it could mean a one-year loss of premium taxes to the general fund of about $12 million. This bill would clarify the language so it is clear that the original intent of allowing a premium reduction only for that amount of a particular policy that is over $100,000 for life insurance policies and over $500,000 for annuities. They're the ones that had the lower tax on a policy basis, not a total written premium basis. This bill would contain identical language for domestic, foreign, and unauthorized insurers to ensure a common interpretation for all life insurers and annuities. If the current language remains, it will increase the potential for an adverse court determination as to how foreign insurers are treated here in South Dakota. This bill does not contain a retroactive clause, so that the legislative is effective back to the date of the original legislation in 2001. Passage of this legislation, will clarify the law to match the original intent of only allowing a reduced premium tax for certain large policies. And like I say, that was the intent of what we wanted to go through, and I'll let Randy go through some of the history as to where we came to this point.
Thanks. Back in 2001, when this legislation was originally put forth to create a lower tax rate for some of these large policies, it was for a specific kind of life or a trust or annuity policy called a dynasty trust. Some of the proponents of that legislation saying by allowing a lower tax rate for these dynasty trusts, these real high dollar trusts, we could attract some economic development in South Dakota, get people to form the trusts here. And in fact, there is some of the proponents actually are actively engaged in that business, soliciting business nationwide. So it was very clear that these were for these very, very large multi-million dollar life and life insurance policies, annuity policies, and it was a special tax break for those individuals so as to attract them to come to South Dakota and do business. That same line of thought was put forth both in the original bill and also when we removed the sunset clause a couple of years later. As Director Scheiber indicated, this has become an issue in the recent lawsuit brought by Metropolitan Companies against the state on our premium tax, indicating that the premium tax should be interpreted as an aggregate once they reach an aggregate amount for all policies of the 100,000 or 500,000, then the lower tax rate kicks in, which is clearly contrary to the original intent. And we believe this legislation would help us clarify that that was the original intent, not only for purposes of this lawsuit, but on going forward basis, that there will be no mistake that the tax rate, lower tax rate, only applies for policies once a large policy reaches those thresholds of 100,000 and 500,000. And with that, we'd be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay, any questions? Senator Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do either of you know the fiscal impact this would have at all?
On a one-year basis, $12 million if an adverse decision and Metropolitan folks were to prevail on this.
Follow up, if I might.
Yes, Senator Nesselhoff.
I'm sorry. That just blew my mind. I mean, just of this bill, by changing the tax rates, what's the...
Well, the bill does not change how we are handling the taxes right now. Everybody's paying how we think it should be done. Now, we have one company, I guess a couple, three companies that are paying it under protest, but right now we're collecting it in conformance with the original intent, and that is for only the lower tax rate for these very large policies once they go over that threshold. So as far as actual collection, what we're collecting right now will have no difference. Theoretically, if the plaintiffs were to prevail, we could have a adverse ruling to require us to alter the way we're collecting taxes, and that's where the $12 million impact could be.
Randy, why is the $12 million just a one-time thing? Is that assuming you would come and fix it the next year, or why is this limited to just one year?
Assuming we've done it correctly and we have limited our liability to a one-year total, that is the correct. But is it conceivably possible it could be multiple years of $12 million? Yes.
Okay. Further question. Senator Kelly.
You said that we're talking policies that have 100,000 or more premium a year. We're talking a $30, $40 million life policy. Is that...
Yeah, these would be huge policies.
And who does these? I mean, can you give us an example of...
We mean as far as the insureds or the agents?
What's the typical person that has one of these trusts or one of these policies?
How about very rich?
Senator Nesselhoff.
Just to follow up on Senator Kelly's line of reasoning, being in the insurance business, could you get a list of these folks for me? maybe some numbers. That'd be terrific.
Further questions for the representatives of the Division of Insurance? Seeing none, we thank you.
Thank you.
Further proponents of Senate Bill 46? Proponents of Senate Bill 46? Seeing none, we'll ask for opponents of Senate Bill 46. Any opponents of Senate Bill 46? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 46 and open for committee action and discussion. Senator Hansen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, it's strange that someone with such few years behind my belt could talk about some historical significance, but I was on the Commerce Committee in that year 2001 when this bill was brought forward and we discussed it, and I remember some of the reasons for, as these two gentlemen mentioned, putting us in position to attract some trust business. I think it primarily comes from trust departments of people that are doing some pretty significant estate planning and in numbers that it's difficult for a lot of us to even conceive. But apparently it has been successful in the fact that we have generated some premium tax revenue. as a result of it. And of course, it is one of those things that puts the state of South Dakota in the minds of some of the people of the nation. And so it has accomplished the things that, we had desired. And of course, it appears that this little piece of cleanup work needs to be done to be sure that it continues in that direction. So I believe that this is certainly a piece of legislation that needs our support.
Further discussion, or I don't think you've made a motion there, Senator Hansen. If you would, okay.
I will.
Yes, you certainly can.
I move that we pass this bill.
Do pass, moved by Senator Hansen. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Hunstad. Further discussion on Senate Bill 46? Senator Hunstad?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As was pointed out here in previous remarks, this has been a lucrative idea to be able to have these larger policies, and we've undoubtedly sold a few. I'd like to say that I suspect we're going to lose this $12 million. It's a very good possibility, and if we don't close this loophole, we could lose more. It's going to be hard to tell how long it's going to take for the state of South Dakota to be able to recover with these new policies to make up the money we're potentially going to lose. And so I think it's vital that we get this loophole closed now so it doesn't worse as we go into the future.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 46? Seeing none, those in favor of the motion to do pass will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Denwald?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Hunstad?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, there are 9 ayes.
Motion prevails, and Senate Bill 46 will go to the floor as a due pass. My sense is it's probably not appropriate for consent calendar. So since Senator Hansen has some history on this, I think we will we'll see. We'll make an initial assignment to him, showing that no good deed goes unpunished. We have at this point only one other bill that's been assigned to Senate Tax so far. I think I'll see if there are any other bills that come in today for tax, but conceivably we might skip our Friday meeting if we just have one bill. Senator Lynch?
I'll be gone.
Okay.
Friday, so.
Okay. So we'll just. So with that notice, that we'll try and see if we get more bills to before we hold a hearing on Friday. Otherwise, we'll be Wednesday of next week. And with that, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Kelly, seconded by Senator Nesselhoff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. We are adjourned.